My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
We didn't really talk about today, Sunday, so we can just breeze through this. At the plate, Alex Call, sixth straight multi-hit game, longest multi-hit game streak of his career, longest by a national since Ryan Zimmerman back in 2017. I mean, Alex Call is on fire, 2-for-5 with a double, hit safely in 11 of 12 since his call-up, hitting .457. Luis Garcia, 2-for-4 with a double, had a couple RBI and a walk. He's hit safely in 10 of 12. Nassim Nunez, for goodness sake, I mentioned his first career multi-hit game, 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored, 6-for-12 over his last 13 games, which probably spans over like 120 days because he has not played very much. Jacob Young hit the home run I mentioned, but the story we got to get to, Tobes, is Mackenzie Gore. I mean, the wheels seem to have come off the wagon here. Four innings, did not give up an earned run. That's kind of the end of the positives. He gave up 5 runs. He walked 6. He could not throw strikes. He ran out of gas, it seemed like, in the fourth inning and just lost control and command. I looked at, we talked about it on the last pod, that scatter plot that I referenced, you know, that clearly his release point is being sprayed a little bit. It was much tighter in his first few starts. He was repeating his delivery a lot better, and his release point was higher, which sometimes can mean fatigue. But I think he's a little bit out of whack there. But I don't really know at this point what you can do. I mean, Top Gun style, I guess you keep sending him out there. But I would not mind. You know, he's had blister issues and things in the past. If they just skipped a start or put him on the shelf for 10 days or whatever and brought him back after, you know, missing one start and just said he had blisters or something, because I just think he needs to be rewired a little bit or just get a breather. It isn't a good watch right now, and he's such a high ceiling, fun guy to when he's going well with fastball at 97. You know, he's done some really good things. Like if you look at his fielding independent pitching, it's about a half run better than Jake Irvin's, who's been their best pitcher this year. There was a time until his last handful of starts where he had some of the weakest contact in baseball and the worst batting average balls in play in baseball, meaning he had been way better than his numbers. But now he's kind of regressed to last year's form where he falls behind. He can't get deep into games. It seems like every inning is 20 or more pitches, and he's walking a lot of guys again.
Yeah, and I think the tough part recently, like we talked about how a lot of times that pitch count would get driven up because of the foul balls. I mean, that's still happening to an extent, but now it's walks. Now it's even giving up some hard contact. It's just, it's a lot of disappointing results. And I mean, we can talk about some of the other numbers. Like you just look at his whip. It's 157. Like it's just, it's not very good. That's a lot of walks and so many guys on base. And it's, you know, it's been disappointing because like you said, he's got such good stuff. And, you know, last year, the first you know, you saw some good steps. And then the beginning of this year, like, we were talking about him as a legitimate all-star candidate. And then we've seen now a second half that's almost Josiah Gray-esque last year of he just kind of fell off the rails. And it's been almost worse than that for Mackenzie Gore this time around. It's just been really tough to watch. And, you know, I know he's really hard on himself, and I know that he's going to be trying to figure this stuff out. But now this is continuing to go on to a point, Grant, that I think they do have to consider skipping a start or finding some way. You remember last year, Irvin was kind of on his way back to the minor leagues, basically, until they skipped a start, and then he came back and he was able to finish a little bit better and get things going in the right direction. I don't know if that's something that would work with Gore or not, because I kind of thought that that reset after the All-Star break and, you know, a couple extra days might do it for him, but that clearly didn't work as well. So there's something awry. The stuff is still electric, but you can't be walking guys, and they've got to figure something out, because like we've talked about, there aren't a whole lot of elites, like front end type guys in the organization. He's maybe one of two who we're going to talk about with Sakura. Maybe you want to throw Susana in there. I just don't see him being a guy going as deep into games. But at this point with Gore, I mean, it's almost feels like you've all the progress that you've made since the beginning of last year almost seems like it's going in the wrong direction. And I know you've talked about it feeling like he's in a rut, and I think that is the case, but the longer the rut keeps going, it feels like you're forming bad habits and you're getting into a real danger spot. So they've got to figure something out and figure it out quickly as well.
Yeah. I choose to think this is, you know, a rough stretch. I just bet on stuff. I think generally if you evaluate pitchers based on repertoire, you're going to be right more often than not. And the stuff for him is really, really good. Now they got to figure the rest out. You know, he's got it. 95% of guys don't have what he has. Now you just got to break out an iron and get rid of some of the wrinkles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.